Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Itaris to give you a cotilla mos, a man, estima, cantilla mos, and pa. Anna news. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I've taught you in this church, no prayer is casual. Prayers is not casual. Never see prayers that way. Amen. If we are going to spend 20 minutes praying, let's be sure we are praying. Okay? Let's be sure you are praying. Let's be persuaded of what we are doing. Don't just say you are praying and your mind is not there. Your mind is key in prayers. In fact, for instance, I think I will take a series very soon. Just remind me. I want to take a series on answers to prayers. See, in seeing answers to prayers, your mind is key. Because most of the time, when the response to what we are demanding from God comes, we are not even conscious that it has come. Why? You are just praying because in church we pray. No. We should pray. When you pray, amplified version of James 5:17, say the effectual heartfelt. Don't do it casually. I think that's one thing I like about my wife. If she is praying, she is praying. If she is not praying, she just does other things. When you are praying, your mind should be there. Amen. Of course, I know there's a place of pray without ceasing that you just love to pray all day. Yes, that is part of it. That is good, very good. In fact, that is very good in combating unforeseen circumstances. Amen. Like in combating. Hope you are getting what I'm saying, church. Hello. Hope you are getting what I'm saying. Okay. So, in combating unforeseen circumstances, praying without ceasing is very good. But there must also be times that you are just particular on prayers. Amen. And what better time could that be than when you are in church? So when you say, let's pray, I want your mind to be there. That's all. All the difference between a normal Christian and a Christian that does exploits for the Lord is how much of your heart is in what you are doing. Two people will do the same thing and get different results. Amen. Why? Their art. How much of their art is there? Your mind must be there. You will streamline your thoughts. You must not allow wandering thoughts in prayers. You must not allow your mind to be thinking about which yam we eat at home. There's no fuel. No. You focus just for that moment. You focus your mind. You don't allow your mind to wander, to waver. If you are praying for knowledge of God's word, you will ensure your brain is thinking at that time about the knowledge of God's word. At that time, you'll be ruminating. In fact, today something very wonderful happened. I was just praying, almost not really casual, but I was just praying, but not even about anything spiritual, just about some mechanical issues. And just to my amazement, where I was, the solution just came there to meet me. I mean, what I've been looking for over a year, See, you can get answers to prayer without going to mountain and doing 60 days marathon. Focus your mind. Say, God is my Father. When I pray, He listens. So I am attentive to hear what He has to say to me. When He speaks through people, I am listening. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please pay attention to that. Job chapter 42. What did I call the topic last week? I think it's God's involvement in us, in Job's calamity. God's involvement in Job's calamity. Well, what's the time now? Okay, let's see how much we can do today. I see that these topics like this, they are very key. E.g., I believe God that we are in a generation that when we are done in our generation, it will be clear to everybody that God is good. Amen. It will be clear to everybody that good character, that good nature of God, it will be clear. Nobody will see accident on the highway and they will say, Allah Akbar. Or they will say, nobody will see a steel banner and say, God works in mysterious way. No, praise God. You'll be bold to rebuke the devil when you see the devil at work. Job 42, are you there? Verse 4. Job 42, please don't forget, in this church, when I say open the Bible, your eyes must be there. Jeremiah, your eyes must be there. Amen. not on biscuits. Your eyes must be there. Are you there? It does something to you. It's just simple. You can grow, your spiritual growth, your spiritual life can skyrocket in a year. Just pay attention. All I knew I did, if you ask the two major times that I know that was very instrumental to my spiritual growth, some 3 years when I was at home, and some 1 year, and the 1 year I spent in Zamfara State, NYC, what I noticed about these two times is that my mind is there. That's just all I think about. Amen. It's not time that you take scripture casual. It's that time that you say, okay, every day, 30 chapters. Just be devouring. I stood with the book of Hebrews for like 3 months stretch. Just reading it every day. I read the Bible with the earpiece and read the audio Bible again. Read then God's messages. That was when I now divorced So Great Salvation chapter, So Great Salvation 2 and many other edifying messages. So see, you can actually grow. Amen. Say spiritual growth is for me. So please pay attention. This, I will never come one day and I will not, see, in fact, don't expect it. I will tell you that, hey, I'm just coming from one place right now. God has given me the power to make you grow. The power is in my pocket right now, and as I throw it to you, you will catch it and you will grow. It won't happen in this place. This is what I'm doing every day. It's what I will keep doing until you get what I'm saying. Amen. Praise God. Every exploit you wish to do, it's here in the world. And it's not, and let's do things the way others can follow. Let me say it again. Let's do things the way others can easily follow. There are some part of me that even till now I'm still currently consciously de-emphasizing. So that others, nobody will know God by the reason of experiences. But we all know him based on the word. We might have diverse experiences. You may be seeing, God may be speaking to you like a thunder. Another person may be seeing that God may be speaking to him or her like a small, still voice. Somebody is there that God speaks to him by sight and sound. But when we all come to acknowledge the word, it will be clear that it's the same God that is relating to us all, perhaps through diverse means. Amen? Praise God. So what I'm saying is that the word is just superior. That is the benchmark where everybody must agree to the word and to the testimony. If they agree not with what? With this word. Are we saying God does not speak again through dreams? He still speaks through dreams. Are we saying you have to discard every dream? Of course, you must not. Are we saying you must, if a man comes to you and says, thus says the Lord. Because he's wearing white garments and because he started by thus says the Lord, like the Old Testament prophet, you just discard. No, you don't do that. Amen. So, you can see, funny enough, you know, God used donkey to speak to who? Is it Balaam? Balak, bed of a feather. Okay, I'm not saying you expect shaking your house to speak to you. I'm simply saying, know the reason why. Know the reason why you will pick anything as true. Say the word is superior. So when I say open the scripture, please pay attention. Pay attention. It will do you a lot of good. And whatsoever you have learned in church, I beg you, it must not end in church. All day, be thinking about it. Eh? So it was not God and son that was talking about the life of Job. Wow. He meditate on it day and night. Now you have something better than the book of the law to meditate upon. You have the grace of God to meditate upon. Amen. Job 42. Are you there now? So I've given you enough sermon for you to open every scripture today. Yeah, Job 42, verse 5, 1, 2, go. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes as what? See thee. So I've told you, I said, my eyes have seen thee there. It's not saying now I am seeing you physically. Where I'm seeing Tony right now, she's upset that I didn't wish her happy birthday or something. Amen. Praise God. Is that why you're not praying? You're upset with me and God. Sorry, I didn't actually. Nobody told me until a day after. So, praise God. So happy birthday to you. To you too. I removed that from my message. Praise God. Okay, let's read again. One to go. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. So I'm saying, seeing God there is not, Job is not saying now I can see your shape. No, he's saying now I have fat. Before, I have been living my life based on the rumors I have heard about you. But now I have what? First-hand information. Are you with me? Now I have first-hand information. All of us have we have once been in this category before. We have all been in this category before. Don't worry, my wife will take a series very soon, and the title will be Christian Worship. Christian Worship, and like songs and everything. I won't take it so that I won't be too brutal. I'll allow her to take it. Praise God. So we have all been led astray through rumors. 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 We knew about God is all our forefathers, our father told us. We all made the Lord's Prayer and we saw it as okay until a day that somebody came and told you that the Lord's Prayer has been answered. Yeah? I have been saying this prayer for as long as I know. How can you now come and say this prayer has been answered? Let us confess our sin. It's normal. That is what our Catholic mothers knew. That is what they deliver unto us. You know, the so-called Pentecostal movement that came out of the Orthodox and the Catholic is the same thing they still do. The same way they have the picture of Mary. The same way we picture of Mary, picture of this. Same way in Pentecostal, we have dove, Abby. We have, who else again? We have dove, we have everything. We see, you see the same thing. He says, so I have heard. So don't be, you can be wrong. Any man of God could have been wrong. Imagine, look at those initial credentials of Job. At least you can be sure that Job is a man that prays every day. Abi, every day, not just prayer, it will be offering sacrifices. And the people will not say, what a righteous man. What a general was here. But he was wrong. After how long? After 41 chapters. Wow. After he has preached, he has done series, he has done sermons, he has done, he has done conventions, he has done so much. Then he said, wow, I have been living based on rumor all this while. It's possible. Praise God. So, just today, let's look at one of the statements that Job made. Job 1:21. Maybe long. So, let me not. How many pages do I have here? So long. Oh, don't worry. Everything in your mind for the Lord, they shall come to pass. Amen? It will come to pass. For yourself, for your church, for your pastor, everything you shall see. Okay? So calm down. Job 1:21. Are you there? Job 1:21. Want to go, everybody? And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name. Okay, this is a burial verse. Hardly will you see a good preacher do burial ceremony without quoting this verse. But funny enough, if you correlate what you just finished reading in Job 42 with this, that means Job is telling you that everything I have said before, think twice before taking it. Is that clear? No, he has been doing potok. He talks until, it's not Eliu, I'll be always know that young guy that now, they now came and spoke by the Lord to him. And I said, wow. Bible said the Lord now appear in the wind, in the wild wind to him. Amen? So, to tell you that everything he has been saying before, don't pick it as doctrine. Don't pick it as correct. Why? Job himself acknowledged that he was wrong. So now, apart from Job's evidence, let's now see something else. Is it true that when God gives, he takes away? Now, we saw God walking in the space of 7 days. Amen? I'm going back to understanding Genesis. We saw God walking in the space of 7 days. And throughout 7 days, one word he kept using, and God created. We never saw, and God destroyed. Genesis 1:26, be fast. And God said, let us make man in our image. Be fast. Open your Bible. After our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the earth, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. He didn't curse them. He blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. 30, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. 31. Want to go, everybody? And God saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. Wow. And the evening and the morning, the sixth day. Praise God. So the conclusion of everything God made is very good. Not one destruction. Everything was called creation. He didn't remove anything. Amen? Praise God. So the first time, now funny enough, the first time we saw the world destroyed, like the first time we found the world destroyed, or the first time that it was inferred that God destroyed anything, that would be in the time of Noah. Genesis chapter 6, verse 7. Be fast. Genesis 6, 7. That was the first time it was inferred that God destroyed anything. Genesis chapter 6, verse 7. And God said, I will what? Destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Think about it. That means this God is speaking like he didn't know that they were sin before he created them. So the God that is speaking here, amen, is a God that did not know tomorrow. Do you understand? That means he's saying it like it repented, like it's paining me that That is totally against the omni science of God. Right? What is the meaning of omnipotent, all powerful, omniscience? All knowing, right? That means he knew tomorrow from today. So if he is saying that, you people, you're seeing self. If I had known, I wouldn't have made you. That means when he was creating them initially, he didn't know what would become of them. Praise God. So that is against the character of God. That is just enough to tell you that something is wrong. Something is wrong with the construction of these verses. Let's see it properly. So, actually, who was speaking in Genesis chapter 6? It was Noah. See Hebrews 11. Okay, am I too fast for you? Your hand is too slow. Who does not have Bible? I can give you. Hebrews 11. Let's do this in fast today, okay? Hebrews 11, verse 7. Want to go by faith. Oh, God. Hold on. Tony is not yet there. I'm waiting for Tony. Hebrews is before what's that? Before James, have you? Before Titus. Hebrews is before James. It's after. Are you there, everybody? Okay, Hebrews 11, verse 7. Slowly want to go. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness. Now, I want to focus on one word. Okay, you see, that you say by faith, Noah, circled all the being warned of God. Circle it in your mind, okay? Being warned of God. That being warned of God, I've taught you here before, is a Greek word called krimatizo. Krimatizo, C-R-C-H-R-C-H-R-E-M-A-T-I-Z-O. C-H-R-E-M-A-T-I-Z-O. Krimatizo. That word does not have God attached. That's number one. Secondly, that word in the Greek simply means something is being revealed to you. Like, the way they said it, like, Noah being advised. Noah being spoken to. But let me just show you two places where the same word is used. Go to Hebrews 8 verse 5. Go to Hebrews 8 verse 5 first. Hebrews 8 verse 5. No, the way you see, sorry, eyes of everybody. No, the way you will see the being warned of God will look like God told Noah, Noah, if you don't do something right now, judgment is coming. I will kill all of you. If you don't build that ark right now, I will do something to you. But see the way the same word is being used here. Hebrews 8 verse 5. Want to go slowly? Who serve unto the example and shadow of what? Heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God. Stop. The same word was admonished of God. It's the same word, krimatizo. Are you with me? So now, okay, replace was admonished of God with being one of God. And let's read it together. Do you understand what I just said? Hello, do you understand? Okay, replace being one of God with being admonished of God. Let's read Hebrews 11 verse 7 again together. One, two, go. By faith, Noah being admonished of God. Stop. Does that sound milder? In fact, let's now look at another way the word is being used. Go to Luke 2:26. So it's just very funny. Luke 2:26. To be candid, I am trying to make one personal determination, like a decision. I didn't want to teach anything on Facebook that I've not taught in my church. That's one reason that I have not been active all this way. Praise God. I'm thinking that, okay, before I teach something deeply, some deep things on Facebook, I should be able to refer them to, okay, for further study, look for this series. So let's take church very seriously. That is what I'm doing. Luke 2:26. Are you there? One, two, go, everybody. And it was revealed unto him. Stop. The word revealed is the same word, krimatizo. Just revealed. So, by faith, Noah, how can we put revealed in that place now? Hebrews 11, 5. Yes. So, what is it about Joshua?
Divinely one, right?
Okay, so how can we put reveal in that place? That means, like Brother Joshua said, he said, by faith, Noah, having a what? Revelation of things not yet are seen, moved with fear. So, what did Noah hear? The same God who at what? Diverse manners and diverse times. So, Noah simply heard the redemption. He heard about the redemption that God is going to perform. And he himself moved with fear. Noah heard the message of grace, but he moved with fear. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Is it God that pushed him into fear? No. Fear was his own response. He moved with fear. Same way Elijah moved or responded with fear. Same way Abraham responded with fear. It was Noah that was angry, not God. Amen. Hello. Same way when Elijah heard of what God will do and he decided to stop. Same way, if you don't distract me now. Same way Elijah heard of what God wanted, God's intention for Israel. And he was asking, oh, but this is the same Israel, now they're in idolatry. And what did he do? He stopped the rain for 3.5 years. So the stopping of the rain was was in Elijah's what? What I'm doing now. Is in Elijah's what? Annoyance. Yes. Is in Elijah's perimeter. Now. So the same way Abraham heard of what God will do and he tried to kill his own child. Amen. That was his own response, not God. In fact, so he said, he moved with fear by it. Go to Hebrews 11, 7 again. Open, be fast. So Noah, having received a revelation of things to come, what did he do? He moved with fear. What did he do? Who prepared the ark, God or Noah? What's the next thing he did? Yes? Yes? By the which he was? Wait, that means by his action. What did Noah do? He condemned the world. To tell you that, if there had been no ark, there wouldn't have been any flood. Amen? Do you think a flood will come? God will be so mad. If God is so mad, he will just come, destroy everybody. And that will be the end now. Abi? No ark, write it down. No ark, no flood. So by the response of Noah, what did he do? He condemned the world. And what else? What's there? Hallelujah. Now, go to Isaiah 43:27. So it was man that was vexing, not God. Look at Isaiah 43:27. Open your Bibles, be fast. One, two, go. Yes. Thy first father hath what? Sin, and thy teachers. What? Who has another meaning for teachers there? Mediators. Mediators. He said, thy first father, of course, referring to Adam, sinned. Said, thy mediators. That means the people that ought to stand in the gap between God and men, they what? Sinned. Sorry to say, if you are a mediator, what could have been your sin? Sir? Yes? You fail to mediate. That means you fail in your duty. Don't forget, Bible says, for there is one God and one mediator between what? God and man, right? That means a mediator ought to be someone that will bridge the distance between two opposing parties. So, a good mediator will do a what? A good bridging. But a bad mediator will what? It will separate you further again. You go and hear from, okay, Joshua and Buki are fighting. They're not in good terms. I should now go and hear what Joshua is saying. Hear what Buki is saying. Before Buki, I should be spiting Joshua. Before Joshua, I should be giving a false report of Buki. Amen? So instead of bringing them together, just like some guys that, instead of them to do reconciliation between a scattered bu and bay, they will go there and be doing their own job. Amen. Praise God. So instead of uniting together, what are the mediators doing? They are pulling people apart. That's why Moses will say, that's why Moses will alone will go on top of the mountain. If you tell them, you will stay there. God, say, God speaks to me face to face. You people is dreams and vision. He was just creating the gap. See, John 5:45. So, what is the sin of the mediators? They refuse to represent God well. John 5:45. One, two, go, everybody. I'll wait for you. Should I wait for me too? I need everybody to be attentive. We have to go and hire some nanny in this place. repented. John 5:45, want to go? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses. That is serious. Moses is not meant to accuse. That is why, remember, see, what God did to him, finally, that was not the first time. When God told him that, because you have not sanctified me before these people, I told you to speak to the rock, you call them rebels. Say, you rebels, must I bring out water from the rock? And he smote the rock. And Bible says, because you have done this, okay, this is where you are going, but you will not get there. That was not the only time God must have been rebuking him. So if I ask you, why did God cut short the ministry of Moses? What was his sin? He misrepresented God. What was the sin of Elijah? He did the same thing. The final thing that God says, okay, God said, okay, enough is enough. Come home. Why? He misrepresented God. He said, do not think I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses. And funny enough, you are trusting him. Talking about the law. See Elijah. Romans 11. I didn't know if anybody followed this series when I did it on Facebook. Romans 11 verse 2. Romans 11 verse 2. I'll wait for you. Romans 11 verse 2. Okay. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Don't you know what the scriptures say of Elijah? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel. My God. He make intercession to God against Israel. Hebrews 7:25 says, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he maketh intercession for them. Jesus makes intercession for people. Elijah made intercession against. That means he prayed, fall down and die against them. Are you with me, somebody? Okay, thanks. See that verse 3. Say, Lord, they have killed their prophet. They have digged down thy altar. I am left alone and they seek my life. But what say the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed down to the image of Baal. God also told him, shut up. You are not the only one. I see our people. Hallelujah. Okay. See Romans 8:32. See, he that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us, or how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. 34 together, one to go, everybody. Who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession against us. Hallelujah. So to tell you that all those killings, you see, the land, the ground opening up to swallow Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Mm-mm. That was not the mightiness of God's power. The land opened. Now, law of first mention. Let's look at the first killing in history. The first killing in history. Genesis 4 verse 8. Be fast. Open. Look at these babies. In just the space of 1 hour, you eat how many biscuits? They need to be born again. Genesis 4 verse 8. 1, 2, go. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that God rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Is it God? God rose up against Abel and slew him. Who killed who? Cain killed Abel. And what happened? God should have said, yes, that's good. Why is it in verse 9? And Lord said unto Cain, and he said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Verse 10. And he said, what has you done? The voice of that. So was God in support of that killing? That means the first killer in history. It is clear that God rebuked him. It is very clear. And see what Jesus said about it. John 8:44. Open. I'm fast, but I'll wait for you. I will wait for you. John 8:44. He said, "You, not you." He said, "You are of your father, the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning." Hello? Anytime you see the word "from the beginning," it was referring to Genesis. From, in fact, most of the time it was referring to that Genesis 1, 2, 3. If you see anything before the foundation of the world or before the beginning, that is referring to something that is only in the mind of God. But if you see something that is saying "from the beginning" or "from the foundation of the world," he is talking about Genesis 1, 2, 3. Is that clear? Good. So he said, "You have your father, the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning." I will show you why Jesus said this. See 1 John 3. 1 John 3. Verse 12. To tell you that the what Cain did was actually an attribute, a characteristic, a deed of the devil. 1 John 3, verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. Wherefore he slew him because his own works were what? Evil, and his brother's righteous. Say he was of that wicked one. So you can tell Job when you see him in heaven that he was, in fact, he has even said himself that he was wrong for saying God killeth and God maketh alive. God does not take life away. It is not in his character at all. I emphasize this on Facebook. I said our tears can never be his joy. What brings man sadness and sorrow does not bring God gladness. I think somebody needs to remember that very well. What makes men cry does not make God happy. No, I've heard stuff like, if God kills to him, it's not evil. That as long as it is God that did the killing, it's not evil. So then, if God himself will have a different definition of sin, that would be serious. That means, do what I say, don't do what I do. Amen, amen. No, I've said this sometimes ago. I said, see, that immunity clause, eh? No, anytime we hear God is the king of kings, our mind will just rush to one wicked Yoruba king like that has ruled sometimes ago. That immunity clause with which our traditional and political leaders have ruled, it has affected our appreciation of Christianity. That like anything they do, they will just... So now, you know, right now, we say if a governor, by his power or by his law, if he jails somebody or if he's sending somebody to death, right? At least by the law, it's not bad, right? Or if police shoot a criminal, of course, based on the president's order, shoot down a criminal, of course, it's not bad. Well, he's the president at work. We can't judge him. And he's a criminal. So that has messed up with our idea of God. See, God can be questioned. Let me tell you the meaning of that. He can reason with you. John 3. So we have seen God as one who doesn't have remorse, one without emotion, just strong face, no time to smile, no ketchup at all. Like, just if it kills, it means nothing to him. A God without emotion, like No emotion at all. It's just like this. If you are worshiping, it will just be like this. You're happy, it's like this. If it's killing, no, you know, there's no, there's, they will say, if God wants to kill you, he will not front to kill you, just kill like this. Bam. He also blesses you, you just bless you like this. Bam. No emotion. What's in that? Our John 3 again. John 3, 16. Open. John 3, 16, want to go. For God. Again. For God. For God. So you can see that there is an emotion attached to that love. God has emotions. Hallelujah. I'm not saying it's emotional like you. Amen, amen. But God, he has emotions. See Romans 5 verse 8. And his love is not based on word. His own I love you is not based on talk. It's not just mouth thing. His love is not based on just intention. His love is always seen in an action. If God loves, he does something about it. That is why in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, then he gave Jesus to die for our sins. Now, see Romans 5, 8. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commended his love towards us in that. Can you see? The love has an action. Not just mouth. For God commended his love towards us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the sacrifice of Jesus is an expression of the outcry of the Father. Go back to John 3. Go back to John 3, verse 17. The sacrifice of Jesus is not just one of those things. It is not to condemn the sinning world. John 3, 17. It's not to give the world a last chance. Jesus did not die so that the world can have last chance. Final, final. John 3, 17. Want to go, everybody? For God sent not, but that the world through him might be. Again, 17. For God sent not to condemn the world, but that the world through him. Hallelujah. So he didn't give Jesus so that the world can feel indebted. So that we can feel like we are owing God. He has given Jesus. No. That is just his own true character. The true reflection of his mindset in creation. Isaiah 63. What the Son demonstrated in his death is the true outcry of the Father. Let us just receive some understanding from this scripture. Isaiah 63, verse 7. Isaiah 63, verse 7. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord. According to all that the Lord has bestowed on us. Hello, is he opening? Be fast, Brother Joshua. Are you there? Okay. And the great goodness towards the house of Israel, which he had bestowed on them, according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. Verse 8, for he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was here. Hallelujah. See verse 9, yes? In all their affliction, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all days. Hallelujah. So he feels our pain. He feels our pain. In all their affliction, he too was afflicted. Ah, yeah. So a sickness that makes men cry and lament does not make God glad. Say, why are you sick? God knows if he didn't give me this cancer, I'll be all over the street carrying ladies up and down. Eh? So even to the man that sins against him, he does not even wish for his destruction. Ezekiel, not Pastor Ezekiel, 33. If you wrote this book, I would have pursued you long ago. Ezekiel 33, verse 10. I want you to see this carefully. Ezekiel 33, verse 10. Are you there? Okay, good. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, if our transgression and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? This is a man questioning himself. If all our sins is upon us, how shall we live? This is a man that is already writing himself off. What is God's answer? Verse 11, want to go, yes? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Imagine, he said, why will you die? What is your business with death? Believe my report and you will live. Hallelujah. That is a man that has written off himself. A sinner is saying, oh, God is angry. Oh, I have sinned. Death is imminent. My case is finished. I say, no, go and tell him. Say the Lord, I have no pleasure in your death. So most times when a member of a family becomes diseased or when a bad thing happens, highway accident, incurable disease, we quickly console ourselves that, well, it's God's will, or, well, God permitted it. God knows why. Hey, he has a purpose. It's for the greater good. Say God took him away, so maybe God does not know, maybe he will backslide if he's still alive. Maybe by now, maybe he would have lost his salvation. You are a fool. That is the same thing that Job did and the devil did part two. That is the same thing. When you give the devil's glory to God, you just energize the devil to what? Do part two. You say, I thought I have energy before. Okay. Praise God. And please write this down. You will not have enough boldness to rebuke a sickness as long as you think it's from God. A lie. You will not have enough boldness to rebuke sickness as long as you think it's from God. That is why I believe very soon, later this year, we're going to have some healing teaching and in school, or whatever they call it. And one of the first things that must be so, if I put a banner here, every sickness is from the devil. I will put it there. Every sickness is from, it's not a matter of, but there's this big pastor in Nigeria that he has this issue. Well, every sickness. We will look at it that way. That way, it will be easy for anybody to receive solution. You will not see anything as, well, there is God's will in this man. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 49. So a God that killeth a man and make him alive later, a God that gives today but take back tomorrow, is a big invention of our ignorance, of the law of sin and death that has messed up with our mind. And I've said this, Satan works best in man's ignorance. In fact, write it this way, man's ignorance equals the devil's empowerment. Yeah? Man's ignorance equals the devil's empowerment. It's not a two-way. It's not that when you are ignorant, then it will open the door to the devil. No, that ignorance, that is the strength of the devil. As long as you don't know. Amen. And you know that the God we saw in Christ, he lacks the capacity to kill. Like, it's like he cannot kill. Sorry, isn't it? It's like he cannot kill. Amen. You know, somebody saw one of my posts I made on Facebook, and I said, this same Paul made one man blind. That's not Acts 13. That should be Acts 13. Elymas the sorcerer, right? I said, come. When has Paul be the author and finisher of your faith? When has his actions become your doctrine? Actions. The Jesus that Paul was preaching, who did Jesus make blind? Jesus and Paul, who had more enemies? Amen. Who did Jesus make blind? Everywhere he went, he was doing good. And Almighty healer, he heals the land. Yeah, when the people saw him bound, yesterday, and everywhere there. Do you believe that? That's the point. We sing it then. Or do we believe it? So Isaiah 49 verse 14. Isaiah 49:14. But Zion said, I'll wait for you. Tony, are you there? Are you there? Good guy. But Zion said, Isaiah 49 verse 14, yes. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. 15, can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yet they may forget. Yet. Wow, that is awesome. See the description. See verse 16. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy words are continually. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we don't ask life from God and he gives us death in return. Amen. No. We don't. See Matthew 7 verse 7. That will betray God as a good father. Matthew 7:7. I wait for you. As you write, you open. Even today, my God is doing good in our lives. And everywhere he went, he was doing good. Okay, Matthew 7:7. 1, 2, go. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Verse 9, or what man is there among you, whom if his son asks bread, we give him, or if he asks a fish, we give him a serpent? Them being evil, good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, hallelujah, give bad things? Bad things? Say good things. Shout good things. Not evil. I've got good things from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I am bold to rebuke sickness and diseases because they are not of God. God got good things alone. Hallelujah. So if the most righteous man in your village is sick with cancer, ensure it does not cross your mind that is God's dealing. Special purpose. Acts 10. I'm closing. Acts 10:38. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. Either directly or indirectly. Whether the one that came by natural circumstances, bad diet, accidents, or the one that is actually a direct attack, or the one they call it attack, whichever one you call it, is under operation of the devil. Acts 10:38. Want to go? Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. No, amen. You must not say Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word anointed and the word Christ is the same. Amen. So our God anointed Jesus, okay, of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of God. Huh? Who was the oppressor? Why? For God was with him. Praise God. Amen, amen. James 4. So even sickness that we are sure was caused by lack of adhering to good health practices and rest, we still look at it as from the devil. Why? It's not of God. Amen. Like, I mean, things that is even rampant today as a result of the natural fall of man, e.g., even the fact that man before, even all this old age syndrome, everything, you don't have to accept everything. Amen? Anything that you get to one age and your leg will not be like this, and you'll not be, you don't have to accept it. And a generation is coming that is not going to accept it at all. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe also. James 4, verse 7. One, two, go. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will what? Again, one to go. Read one more time. One to go. Submit. Submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to God's will. See God for who he is. See God for who he is. Resist the devil and he will what? Flee from you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's to go valley, to go valley, or cathedral, to go part of the test. Shatty Kalindas, to continue, or Manamas, or Manamas, to Manamas, or Valley, take it. Valley Rossi, within the Manamas. Shela de Alte Mato la Zebo laste. Shetoli Zote.
A good God. He has got good things for us. He has got good packages for us. Seketo la manaketo raste da 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 da. Good things, hello. Good things, hello. Good things, hello. It's what I receive from God. Hey, no evil, yeah. No sickness, yeah. Every sick shall be healed. For God is good. We have a good God. Awesome is your name. Resecetole mala mana na na na. Zata kata mala mana 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 no. Sitole mala 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 moze dada. Rata ketole mala mala dada dada. Zito ketole masle ketala dada de. Mante kelo matola sota dada. We serve a good God. is good just like that. He's always good. He's always good. He's always good. Good things us. Healings us. Good health belongs to us. No sickness yet. No death in this place, for God is good, for He is so good. Sela tole da da da. Sing in tongues. Sela mala 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 da da. Reseto katela mala 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 da da. Seto lima seke to lima seke da da da. Malioste, coliste, rosteto, latte, le potato, liso, da de da da da. La pola, stege, rosteke, ta la ma la 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 da. Jete ni mo, zeto, li mo, zeto, li tate. Raseto, li ma, li ma, li ma, li ma, se ta da. Acknowledge good things, we acknowledge good things. Good health is us. Promotion is us. Good things. 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 Take it serious. I give you 5 minutes, good things. Don't accept anything that you don't like. Does not have a different interpretation of good and evil. If it is not good to man, it's not good before God. And God does not want it for you. Good things. Good things are. Good things are. Good things, good things. Good things are ours. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sela resta. Shati losta. Ati losta. Mali rosta. Geti losta. Gepata. Mala rosta. Gatali. Zetotos. Mersenta malama. Good things. Good things. Good things. Good things. Good things. Good. Good things. Good things. Good things. We receive good things. Good things are us. Hallelujah. Good things. good things, 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 good